This is Sherm Radio in partnership with Timber Media, podcasters for India Inc.
Hi everyone, this is Archana Jarrett tuning in with Sherm Radio. It's that time of the week when Sherm is on air. Sherm Radio is the place to catch up with leaders and have insightful conversations on all things work. Today I'm joined by Sherm's very own Emily M. Dickens, Corporate Secretary and Chief of Staff at Sherm. And we're talking about employee well-being at the workplace. Emily, welcome to Sherm Radio and thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, thank you for having me and for thinking I have some value to add to this discussion. I'm really excited to join you.
Absolutely. As always, Emily, looking forward to your contribution. This year, we've had to deal with a public crisis, which has been unprecedented, an economic crisis the world is grappling with. So what's your advice to those who are trying to focus on their careers during these times?
My advice is to focus. You've got to find some focus. And it actually is really helpful when there's so much going around you that is negative by nature. That is disheartening, that is sad. And you need to get your mind when you can off of these things. And there's no better thing to do than to focus on you, your well-being, your career, when things and times are turbulent. So I'd say to people, focus on your dreams, focus on those things that would make you happy and how you can get there. And some tactical ways to do that, read every and anything that has nothing to do with the public health crisis and the economic crisis. And that can be anything from pop culture all the way to reading about the job you want to have, reading about the profession you want to be in, reading about professions and ideas that are tangential to the work that you're currently doing or the work you want to be doing. You can read just about anything. The great thing in the morning, my Google feed, I guess by now has realized that I read just about anything from sports to business, and it is full of new information each day. And you never know when some tidbit that you've picked up can lead to an unforeseen opportunity for you or your business. The other thing we talk a lot at Sherm about is pick up a new skill. The Sherm Foundation has a number of free certifications, especially as it relates to working with untapped talent pools. And it would be really good to go ahead, go on that site and find out if there's a new certification or skill that you can pick up at no cost to you, right? It's sponsored by some of our corporate partners that will help you in the long term. And then the third thing I'd say is nurture your network. Here is a time to reconnect with people. All of us are feeling the pressures of what is going on and the fact that we don't have any personal control over it other than making sure that we are safe and following the guidelines related to COVID-19. And other than making sure that if we do have, we're still being paid and we still have savings, that we're being smart about it. But nurturing your network is something you can be very proactive about. Checking in with people you've not talked to in a while. And I think it would be really, really important to do that. I always try to talk to someone or send them a note if it's someone I just thought about that I used to work with on something. And I just, how are you? You never know where later on down the line, they'll remember that reach out. And when you're looking for that next thing you want to do, they'll reach out to you.
That's so well said, Emily. And, in these times where people are so nervous and there's a lot of uncertainty, whether it is to do with health or to do with jobs, careers, all of that, do you think there's an extra responsibility that organizations have? And how do they ensure well-being of their talent during these periods of crisis and unrest?
So I'll tell you what our CEO is doing and what he's encouraging other CEOs to do. Be extra. And that's putting a lot more on our people managers and our leaders in our organizations when we say be extra. Be extra can be anything from something that we did at Sherm while most of us were still teleworking, is we had a all hands call and then had a pizza or food delivered to the home of every employee shortly after that call. That's extra. Right. We knew that people were home. They were home oftentimes not alone with their spouse, with their family, with their extended family. And so providing lunch for the entire family is one less thing for our employee to think about on that particular day. When I also say be extra, encourage your staff to take time off. Even if your company is still working 100% remote, it's important that people take time off. We were talking yesterday, I realized I only took 2 days off during the time that we were 100% remote for my wedding anniversary. And I realized that now that we're back, I've got to really take some time just to do nothing, even if it's lay on the couch and read a romance novel for 2 days straight. But encourage your people to take their vacation time. SHRM has open leave, so there's no excuse. You have the time you need. And if you're an employer that doesn't have open leave, but you have vacation, encourage your employees to take some time just to check out. That'll be one way. I'd also say is to review your EPA programs. Our CHRO actually did a review, and he determined that the program we had didn't have enough content related to mental health. You know, they had things related to grief. They had things related to, you know, other issues, you know, communications problems, things of that nature, but not as much content related to mental health. And so he went out and had his team identify another resource. So there are things you can do to go above and beyond. Be extra. Order lunch in for your team unexpectedly. There are just things. We all have employment engagement dollars in our budget. And one of the things our CEO used to get so mad with me about is the end of the year. And he'll say, you still have too much money in there. And I know you're frugal, but it's always important to spend on employee engagement. And so I would say be extra. And then really just in the one-on-one time. I know many of us supervise a lot of people, but try to check in with each person, even if they're a direct report of your direct report, asking someone how they're doing, what's going on, checking in with your people managers to see if there are any issues. If someone, you know, has been in their family's been very directly impacted by COVID or some other major issue. It's just really important just to check in, be extra. It's going to take a lot. It takes a lot of extra time. And when you get tired, take your vacation. But it's important to be an extra boss as much as you can.
Oh, I think that's a very, very valuable tip, Emily, and a very valid point of being extra. Let's hold that thought. We'll just take a very short break. I'm in conversation with Emily M. Dickens, Corporate Secretary and Chief of Staff at SHRM. This is SHRM Radio, and we'll be right back.
You are listening to SHRM Radio in partnership with Timber Media, podcasters for India, Inc.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to SHRM Radio. This is Archana Jarrath, and with me is SHRM's own Emily Dickens. We're talking about the extremely relevant and important topic of employee well-being.
This is also an opportunity, Emily, for organizations to think innovatively. It's forced us to think innovatively. So how can we use these unforeseen circumstances to improve business? And can you share some specific examples of what SHRM has done in this space?
Wow. I'd say figure out how you can expand the scope of your existing work to meet the current needs. So as you all know, here at SHRM, our majority of our members are HR professionals, and they have been working overtime to meet the wellness and mental health needs of the employees they work with, to meet the needs of the leadership teams, as they've had to identify whether the company needed to lay off or furlough people, to ensure the safety of people who work with and for them in their buildings and facilities. HR people have just been really busy, as well as the people who they report to. And so for us, it was an opportunity to really go through the treasure trove of content we had about workplace safety, about hygiene, about keeping organizations and individuals safe, the importance of hand washing, things that are just basic, right? About talking to companies and people about layoffs and furloughs, about distinguishing between furloughs and layoffs. It was critical that we pull out all the information we had, make sure if it was timely. If it wasn't timely, then turn to the experts that we work with to develop our thought leadership and get them on it quickly. So, as you know, we were able to stand up a pretty comprehensive COVID-19 hub in about 14 days, once we knew for sure that we were all going to have to be quarantined at home or settling in at home for a period of time. And it was critical that we knew that our HR members and other people who were in smaller organizations that were HR accountables had access to that information. And so it was important for us to expand the scope of our existing work, create additional hub pages. You may also remember that our government affairs team, because the U.S. economy, the U.S. leadership was trying to figure out how to address the economy and to address the public safety issue, that there are tons of legislation being considered. And so our government affairs team launched a separate hub page that focused just on the policy initiatives that were being promoted by members of Congress and then of members of state legislatures who were trying to deal with this on a more local level. So expand the scope of your existing work. And I think also is look at what else is going on. We had a new product that had just launched, our people manager qualification. So we went right back into review to make sure that there was a focus on safety discussions. And, you know, we're talking right now about safety as it relates to keeping people away from germs and keeping people healthy in the workplace. But Archana, I'll tell you, we also need to make sure we focus on other safety issues in the workplace. And lastly, I'd say invest in your best and brightest. You have people who you know are just hard workers, and they really have shined during this time. I think most people managers and HR professionals can say, you know, the talent that really in this crisis, they've stepped up. Make sure that you are continuing to invest in their professional development.
Those are some wonderful examples, Emily. And I think the kind of, relevant and very critical content that Shyam turned around has benefited organizations and all our members through the globe. And, we leveraged a lot for a lot of the initiatives that we ran during that time. And I'm so proud of what we did there. And Emily, I am so excited for your upcoming session at Shyam Edge, which is right at the end of this month. And you're going to be speaking more on this topic. So any insights that you want to share with us, a little sneak peek into the session?
So Archana, I got to say, you're proud of what Shyam has done. I'm so proud of Shyam India. The additional talk about expanding the scope of existing work and finding an opportunity within a crisis. Shyam Edge didn't exist this time last year, right? Your team, the team Shyam India and Sharmina, has really exemplified what we talk about in saying, how can we deliver to people what they need right now and make it an opportunity for all? So I'm so proud of all of you. And I'm really, really proud that you think I can add value again to Shyam Edge. I'm going to get to talk to you very interesting gentlemen there. But you also asked me to do the opening comments on that day. And I'll tell you what my focus, since we'll be talking again about well-being and talent, it is finding opportunity in unforeseen circumstances. We're all tired. We'd love to all wake up and this all be over. But we know that things happen that are outside of our control. But where can we find the opportunity to be our best selves in this unforeseen circumstances? And as I said earlier, where can we use this additional time when we're home and need to take a break to make sure we're not working 12-hour days instead of 8 to 10-hour days? It is finding the opportunity to learn more, to learn differently, to pick up a new skill, to nurture your network. And also looking at the importance of how we persevere in these times. We really talk about the people who kind of get in, dig in, and survive mentally during times like this are the people who have faith, grit, and a belief in perseverance. And sometimes we lose all three of those things for whatever reason. And my hope is that we'll find them by new ways of innovation, being exposed to new opportunities for innovation and for new unforeseen circumstances. But I really want to spend my time at the conference talking about the importance of believing in these things about yourself, of having these other things, faith, grit, and perseverance, so that you can get over and survive through times such as these.
That's such a wonderful attitude, Emily. It's all about, opportunities and adversity. And that's really what tells all our mettles, in times like this. It's been such a wonderful conversation, Emily. Can't wait to hear your opening talk at Shyam Edge on talent well-being. And we're so looking forward to that.
Thank you so much for your time today on SHRM Radio.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much, Emily. And thanks, everyone, for listening into SHRM Radio in partnership with Timber Media Podcasters. Stay tuned till next Wednesday at 10 a.m. when we come back with another great conversation on all things talent.
This is SHRM Radio in partnership with Timber Media, podcasters for India, Inc.